Nita Lowey, who is a Democrat from New York, 17th district, in office since 1988, and one of the most powerful people in the House of Representatives. I want to ask you straight out, what do you make of both sides of this presidential thing as it unfolds? On the Democratic side, you got Bernie and you have Hillary, basically. And then on the Republican side, you have what is often called the clown car. What are you making of it?
Well, first of all, Alan, you know I'm biased. I strongly support Hillary.
I should hope so, yeah.
I've known her for a very long time. I feel confident that she'll be our first woman president. And she's been gaining momentum recently,
yes,
and is starting to widen her lead among the Democratic candidates, as you know. Certainly, Bernie is very thoughtful. He contributes some important ideas. But there is no question in my mind that I think voters see that she has the experience, qualifications to be president, and wow, was she great in those debates and in that Benghazi hearing. Look, the Democrats may have some different proposals, but there'll be a unified vision about helping American families get ahead and prosper. And Hillary is there. She's ready for the long haul, and she will be our nominee, and she's right on the issues that matter most: college affordability, minimum wage hike, women's equality and health, communities safe from gun violence, immigration reform, long-term economic prosperity for all families. So I think she'll be the candidate. And what do you say about the Republicans? Now, I would say their dysfunction is not humorous, although there are an awful lot of people that think it is, in addition to Saturday Night Live, but it poses real risk for our national and economic security. Their proposals are half-baked policies that don't even pass the smell test, tax policies that don't add up but blow the deficit wide open and add to our debt, and deporting almost 11 million undocumented immigrants without regard to their family situation or their contributions to our economy, never mind that it's irresponsible fiscal policy. So, and by the way, even though I said Paul Ryan is a friend, he wants to turn Medicare into a voucher program. So Republicans dismantling programs that help hardworking Americans don't make any sense. And the dysfunction in the Republican leadership on the Hill is certainly a challenge for the Republican brand. We'll see whether Paul Ryan can make a difference. I hope for the sake of democracy that he can. And when you get to their threats to shut down government and over issues like women's health, this does not represent the majority of the American people. So at the same time that the Republicans are so wrong on the issues, their brand is suffering. And I am convinced that Hillary will be the next president.
So the question then becomes, can she bring the House with her?
Oh, I hope so.
Oh, is there really a realist? Is there a realistic possibility that it could happen?
Of course it's realistic. We have to make it very clear that the reason we're losing is because Democrats are not coming out to vote. And I am cautiously optimistic if we bring out a big vote for Hillary. And hopefully, I think Bernie would be very pleased that she has included a lot of his ideas in her agenda and that he'll work hard for her. That's what has to happen. I'd rather be chair than ranking member.
What about VP? You're Hillary, just you and I talking, nobody else listening. What would your recommendation be to her? Who would be a man or a woman who could bring some added voters in?
Well, I think one of the Castro brothers would probably be among those considered. They would certainly represent our values. They're both very bright. One is a member of Congress. The other twin is Secretary of HUD. And I really believe that their eloquence and their commitment to democratic values makes them a really important choice.
Don't you think that the Republicans seem to be almost courting disaster when they take on the, you know, reproductive issues with women, or talk about Donald Trump talking about, you know, Mexican rapists? I mean, isn't this an invitation to have a coalition that will vote against you?
Well, for me, the Democratic candidates support our values and the future of the United States of America that I think most people want. It's really sad that these Republican candidates get up there and talk to the fringe, talk to the super PACs that support them in the election, and not the values and the concerns of the majority of the hardworking American people. And that's why I think Hillary Clinton will be the next president.
And what difference will a woman in the White House make?
Well, I've always felt that a woman like Hillary Clinton supports our values, and she brings all of her experience as a woman to the job. And, of course, Bill Clinton did an excellent job as president, but I know that she will be an extraordinary president, and I can't wait.
They live in your district, don't they?
They do. Live in Chappaqua.
Does that make a difference to you?
Well, of course. It's very nice having them as neighbors. But I am supporting them not just because they're constituents,
of course not,
but because I think she would be an outstanding president.
Nita Lowey, we love having you on the show. Nita Lowey is one of the most important people in the United States House of Representatives. She's the ranking member. That's the top Democrat on the Appropriations Committee. And we so thank you, and we so respect you, and we're so honored to have you with us, Nita. So thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much. I'm honored, and I look forward to being with you again.
You
have a good day.
You shall indeed. Thank you.
Bye.